koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila. It's Anahila Kanongata Suisuiki, your Labour List Member of Parliament based in Papakura in Tāmaki. Today's program will be speaking with Mele. Mele Tufui is going to share how she's, what she does to towards well-being in her life, and a short conversation with Mele about her well-being. So this is Well with Anahila. Welcome to the program. It is our second recording, so let's hit it. Mele Malomua Taulava, welcome to Well with Anahila this evening. Could you, are you there, Mele?
Yes, I am.
Right,
thank
Mele.
You for having me.
Oh, thank you, Mele, for being on the program. Now, Mele, let me know, all I know is that you're Mele Tufui and you're from Glen Innes in Auckland. If you could share a little bit about yourself, that would be awesome.
Yes, my name is Mele Tufui Maile, and I originally lived in Wellsford up north, but over the years we came up to Auckland due to my parents' work. So we've been based in Glen Innes since we've moved up, which is 10 plus years we've been in Glen Innes. And we were schooled here, and then I got married, and I have 5 children, two girls and 3 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother decided to start this challenge at the beginning of January due to me being rushed to hospital at the end of last year.
Okay, so you're a mother of 5 children, 2 girls and 3 boys. And last year you had a medical situation where you were rushed to hospital.
I was, yes. My blood pressure was sitting at 240.
Yeah, so for those of us who doesn't know what that means, what's the normal blood pressure?
The normal is sitting at about 140.
140, so you were about 100 over the normal. Okay, well, that sounds serious. Yeah.
It is very serious. The ambulance, the AMBOs was telling me that I should be in a stroke by now.
Okay.
They don't know why I haven't had a stroke yet. And I was rushed to hospital because of that, and ran many tests, and I was told that my heart had slightly stretched out from what the normal size was.
Okay, and did you know that you had this health condition?
No, I didn't. And the doctor, the specialist, had told me that I don't show the symptoms, which is a bit scary. I don't show the symptoms for high blood pressure, so having that checked and it was 240, I would say I'm very blessed that I found it just in time, I think.
Okay, so let's know a little bit about you, Mele, before we go on to the challenge that your brother had put you on. So we just want to get the listeners to get a fair idea of how old you are. Some people don't like to share their age, but if you can give us an indication of which age gap are you at?
I'm almost in my 40s.
So you're almost in your 40s. So you're in your late 30s.
Yes, late
30s. Late 30s. So compared to me, because I'm almost in my 50, compared to me, you are 10 years younger than me, and you've realized you had this problem when the ambulance was called. Yeah, so it's good to, the reason why we got a hold of you, Mele, is because we heard that you were doing something really well about your well-being, so we thought that we could share that with our listeners. Tell us more about what happened after the situation that you were in.
My brother decided to start a challenge, and it was a 12-week challenge where we were to live a better lifestyle, change the way we eat, being a bit more mobile, and looking after our bodies through a bit of training. And so it started off just being slow, simple steps, just from the walk in the park, walk around the waterfront, to probably getting into the 6th week, and we started running the basin, running One Tree Hill, and so it progressed.
Okay, Mele, so when you started, can you tell me again when you started this challenge? Was it in February of last year?
started on the second week of January of this year.
Oh, just this year. So the second week of January this year, and your brother called you together. How many of you are in the group?
We just started the group. My brother just started it in that week.
Mm.
And so it's just me and my siblings and a few of our cousins.
Okay, and your siblings, how many of you?
I have three brothers.
Three brothers, and you had your cousins with you?
Yep, and our husbands and our wives.
Husband and wife. So in total, how many people are there?
In total, there is about roughly 14 of us.
14. So, Millie, you started off, your brother called him, did he call a meeting and say, right, let's get healthy?
Yes, we were just at a family barbecue, and then he brought it up and just thought, you know, it's a new year, we need to better our lifestyle, the way we eat, we need to change the way of our thinking. And so we were all like, okay, yeah, why not? You know, if it's a family and we can just come together, support one another and our partners. And so it was very good that we could join our partners. I've joined many challenges, but I've never followed through.
Yeah.
You know, I get to certain weeks and then I just go downhill again.
Yeah, I think some of us can relate to that, Millie. Yeah.
Yes, it's very easy to say we'll do a 12-week challenge, but putting it into action is not as easy as we think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having a strong family support system is what kept me going.
Yeah.
And I got to, I think it was week 5, and I had another checkup at the Auckland Hospital. And so when I went in, I had the whole full examination for the specialist to stand there stunned and couldn't believe that my blood pressure had just gone straight back to normal.
And so it went from 240 to 140?
Sitting at 139.
Oh, right. So in terms of weight loss, from the first 5 weeks, how much weight did you lose?
In the first 5 weeks, I think I had lost about 4.5 kg.
4.5, that's the first 5 weeks. And that was due to eating well, being mobile, and just receiving, having family support around you. So what about eating well, Millie? Because I know that I'm also suffering from portion sizing. Can you tell us how you changed your, when you say eating well, what do you mean by eating well?
Eating well was I pretty much went cold turkey during our shopping. There was no chocolate, no sugary drinks, no chips. All those sort of foods were just cut.
Yeah.
We didn't even buy them to have treats in the house. I just cut them straight away. And it was really good that my kids had adapted to it quickly. And we just got straight into, it takes a little bit longer to make the sandwiches and make the salads and stuff. But in the long run, you find you're more full and you don't actually need all those sugars that we crave. It's just all in our mind. And so, and I find my children became more alert. Even I was more alert.
You know,
my husband was becoming more active because all these things we crave, we don't actually need them, but our mind makes it out that we do need them.
Okay, so you had changed the way you do buy your grocery. You had no chocolate, no sugary drinks, snacks. And when you said it took a little bit longer, that probably means you had to plan what you had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, but my brother also opened up a Viber page for all of us that had joined. And so each of us would be sharing our meals.
Okay.
And some of us would have other sort of ideas to substitutes for water, to substitutes for snacks. And so it was very good. So we were able to change around things that we were eating all the time could be getting a bit boring. But then when we go onto our Viber page, some people have just got lists of menus, lists of shakes that we can have. And so it was good, you know, that page help the weeks, especially when you're feeling a bit down some days.
Yeah.
And when you jump onto the page, you've always got you've got some of us would post up quotes, some of us would post up little videos, and it was just motivating. It was inspiring one another, you know, and I guess we all took the challenge seriously. We were all after the same goal. We wanted to achieve the same thing of a better living.
So you said that your kids were more alert. What were the kids saying in the first 5 weeks?
Well, the first week they were like, do we have to eat it every day? Do we have to have vegetables every day?
Yeah.
And I was like, we will slowly transition into it, but you don't need to be having chocolate every day. You don't need to be having sugary drinks. Water is fine. Like I told them, when I grew up, this is how my parents fed us. We never had junk food. It was just a treat. But over the years, I guess, you know, the style of living and the set of the values that we have, especially in the Tongans, they feel if we don't give our kids lollies and stuff, we're not treating them. But if we look at the long run, we're actually making things worse for them.
Yeah, so how old are your children, Millie?
I have 15, almost 16. And then I have a 15-year-old, I have a 12, a 9, and a 6.
Okay, so they you spoke about that you were in the Tongan way. If you don't treat your kids, you that's not like showing care or showing love.
Yes.
So you're a Tongan, and are you married to a Tongan also?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're a Tongan family of five kids, and you guys living in Glen Innes, and you made these changes. Did it affect your household income? I mean, in terms of your grocery, was it cheaper or was it more?
I think it was more cheaper because we were in the summer period where fruit and veg are very cheap. We did find it was cheaper, and we were finding we weren't having to eat so much. So we like to snack a lot throughout the day, and we were finding that having these meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we don't have to snack as much. And if we did snack, it would just be a fruit or it would just be nuts. You know, it's nothing majorly big. Like I could have easily ate a whole packet of chips.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you also cut chips out, the packets of chips out in your grocery. Okay, so you didn't introduce it into your home.
Yeah. No.
Okay. And when you were going to, I'm Tongan myself, so I understand when I go places, there's quite a lot. Food is a big factor on family gatherings. How did you deal with that? Because your whole family were on this 12 weeks challenge. So what was the change in the family?
We found that we had become closer. The kids, you know, we are quite close, and we both try and make sure that we have open relationships and communication with all the kids. But I just found with this challenge, it brought us closer because, 1 week, me and my husband would lead the training. And then like a few weeks later, our two older sons would lead the training. So it's discussing different sorts of training activities, and then talking about what should we have for dinner. That was also a topic, and how we should have the vegetables, you know, and just little things like that. We just found it kind of brought us closer together. And I think because our two older sons are currently at Dilworth College, so they have a no sugar, no salt policy for their meals.
Yeah.
So that those two were already trained, and they were, you know, supporting the three younger ones, which was really nice to see. And so I guess it's just motivating each other. And then some of my cousins are the same age as the kids. So meeting up at training was just like a whole mocking session. And then when training came, it was like put that hat to the side, let's put our serious hat on. And we just worked that training period just with all our heart. Everyone would just put their heart and soul into every training, made the effort to cook good meals. And I think it just motivated each of us to see the change and the drop in clothes size.
Okay, now let's get the clove size. So, almost halfway through the 12 weeks challenge. On the fifth week, you went to get your full test in the hospital, and your blood pressure was back to normal. And the doctors were quite surprised that you've lost 4.5 kilos, and it was back to normal. So, in terms of the end of the 12 weeks, yeah, we'll just rush back to the end of the 12 weeks. Okay, what happened? What was the outcome at the end of the 12 weeks?
The end of the 12 weeks, I had lost myself, I had lost 10.5 kg.
Oh, wonderful,
And so, but because we were in teams, so my husband and I together, we lost a combination of 15.5. And so my husband's not that big anyway, but for me, it was a great achievement. And to do it with him was even more of an achievement. And because with our common people, you know, things like training together, it's not something that you that's normal in our Tongan community. But if you're like Tongan, New Zealand born, which is what I am, you know, it's doable. You've grown up and you've seen it in New Zealand, and it's normal.
So every Tongan out there, it is okay to train with your husband and wife and husband.
It is okay. There is nothing wrong with it, you know. And so my brother, like my brother that started the challenge, him and his wife came on board. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you have all this kind of sibling rivalries and all these, you know, it's just motivating each other. And then to start seeing the drop in clothes sizes was just more motivation. So each week we're seeing growth. We were seeing growth in little areas, but they didn't seem so big to others, but to us they were enormous.
Yes.
You know, they were very, and then in our minds we're like, oh, it can be done. You know, it's if you put your mind to it and you have a good support system. And I think my ongoing motivation was I was on medication for my blood pressure because it just wouldn't stabilize to bring it down. And then when I went and had this final checkup and I had my blood pressure taken 3 times because they couldn't believe that it had dropped. And they told me that once I just finished my last lot of meds, that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it is, having high blood pressure, it is curable. You can actually, within 5 weeks in your case, normalize your blood pressure.
And I was very busy, I must say. I was a youth leader, Sunday school leader.
So you're a youth leader, Sunday school. Which church do you go to? You attend the
Gleninus Tongan Methodist Church.
Gleninus Tongan Methodist Church. Okay, so Sunday school teacher, youth leader. So what do you do during the day, Monday to Friday? Do you work, Millie?
I'm a qualified early childhood teacher.
So you're an early childhood teacher? Okay, wow. So does that reflect the way you, at your early childhood centre, are you at the centre? Do you work at a centre?
Yes, I work just in our church centre, which is a Tongan language nest.
Okay. And do you, the kids come with their meals or do you make their meals?
They come in with their own meals.
Okay.
And so we do try and encourage healthy eating. And, we encourage the children when they do open their lunch boxes to start with their fruit and,
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Mele, now that you've finished your 12 weeks challenge, all the benefits that we heard from your talanoa is that your family, in terms of your household, a lot closer together, extended family, a lot closer with your siblings and their wives and husbands. You are really healthy now that you've gone from really high blood pressure to a risk of having a stroke to now a normal blood pressure. And we are in April. How have you kept up with your healthy eating and your new healthy lifestyle?
Well, we finished just over a week ago.
Oh, just a week ago? Okay.
We just finished our challenge on the 7th of April.
Oh, right. Yes.
That was our 12 weeks. And so we've had this break just over a week. And come Easter Monday, we weigh in again for another 8 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. So how have you found it coming off the challenge?
We've come off and we've been told that we can have our treats and and eat the foods that we like throughout this time, but we're not allowed to put on more than 2 kg.
Okay.
Because we get penalized. We have to pay.
All right. So was there, apart from your healthier Mele at the end of the 12-week challenge, was there a reward for the team or...?
Yes, we gave out prizes for the male that lost the most weight, and then the female that lost the most weight, and then the team that lost the most weight.
They lost the most weight. Oh, wonderful, yes. Millie. And you've got a 2 weeks break. Oh, sorry, what was it, Millie?
And then teams were free to give out any little gifts that they wanted. Mm-hmm. But we were very fortunate in our 12-week challenge that one of our people in Tamaki Housing, Caroline Golomatangi, she works for Tamaki Housing, had kept watching our posts on Facebook of our challenge throughout the week. And she applied funding for us.
Okay.
And and then she just rang me and told me she has $1,000 waiting for us to support our little challenge.
Oh, wow. So at the end of the challenge, you received that from Caroline?
We received that, I think it was week 8.
Okay, all right. And what did the group do with your...
We all discussed on our Viber page that if we were going to continue this, we wanted to buy gear.
Oh, wonderful.
We wanted gear to train with.
Yeah.
And so my brothers were looking through contacts because they're all gym fanatics and talking to people. And we ended up, by week 12, we had a whole set of gear.
Oh, wow.
And so now we just train at Tamaki Primary.
Okay. Mele, we've got 2 minutes left. I just want you to take this time, because you, I think I can relate with you when you said that you've been on many challenges and that you've never finished it, and that you had a health scare, and you as a family got together and supported the journey as a family. Could you just share some words to women out there who could be who could relate, and a bit of motivating on what they can do to support their health?
Sure. To all our Pacific Island mothers, sisters, grandmothers out there, I encourage you. It doesn't mean take big steps. As soon as you start and assume and think that you have to get straight into it and lose all this weight, I think it works when you just slowly pace yourself, transition yourself into it, and just each time push yourself just that little bit more. Sometimes we just jump in, guns blazing, and then we haven't even got through half of it, and then we've gone downhill again. But what my husband and I did was we just went in and we just took it step by step to each challenge, each day, and we just did it like that, and we found that we were losing it, and we ended up being the team that had never gained in the whole 12 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so to us, that was a great accomplishment. And I find that what got us there was doing little steps, little simple steps, but important steps, because our bodies are all different, and that we do things in different ways. So find something that you like. Like for me, swimming was a favorite. So that was something that I'd love to always go and do. So I did a lot of swimming. So find something that you like that keeps you active and follow that. Follow that, and get family on board. It's always nice, and our Pacific people, when we come together as a family, anything is possible. And spiritually as well, we always started with prayer, we finished with prayer. That was how we started our trainings, and started when we come together. That is just what we do. That was just giving us more strength in ourselves. And so giving everything to the Lord. We'd pray for our team, pray for our families. And if any of you would like to come and just join in a training session or just watch, you know, let us know and we can work something out, because I'd love to inspire others. If I can do it, and I was a big mum of size 26. I am now currently sitting at size 20.
Wow, that's a whole six, size from 26 to 20. All right, Mela, you invited people to contact you. How do they get in touch with you?
They can either message me on Facebook.
And your Facebook name is Mela?
Siupeli and Mele Maile.
Siupeli and Mele Maile. We'll have that on the face on my Facebook so people can get a hold of you, Mele. I'll send you a friend request, so please accept.
I will.
Well, Mele, it's fantastic. It's great to thank you very much for sharing your story of doing
thank
a thing. Sharing your story. It's been invaluable to hear that as a family you've come closer as a family in terms of your relationship. You're a preschool teacher at a Tongan language centre in Glen Innes. You're a Sunday school teacher in Glen Innes, and you've got a message for the Tongan wife and husband that it is okay to exercise together.
Absolutely. I encourage it.
Okay. Thank you, Mele. That's it for today. Our program will air on the 1st of May. I look forward to people giving us some feedback on how well we did on our program. Mele, malo au pito e mawhanga maerie, ka ke mea.
Malo,
ofatu. Yeah, malo. And that was Mele Tufui of Glen Innes, who shared how her health journey, just from January of this year. I'm Anahila Karungata Sui Sui Ki. Thank you again for listening. If you need to get in touch with me, Facebook is a good place to get in touch with me, or just give me a call on my office number. It is 0800 Anahila. 0800 Anahila. Thank you for listening. Have a great evening.